Last time we studied the page 63 and page 64. The one is yet to be united with suchness from this paper. I think last one, that which is not yet united with the suchness, and also that which is already united with suchness. This is a very important point in this textbook. A state of existence which is united with the truth, and also the state of existence which is not which is already united with the truth. We try to understand in terms of practitioners how the truth is connected with our lives. The first one, that which is not yet united with the truth, suchness, means in terms of the faith, how the truth is connected with our lives. So, united in unison with the truth, or not in unison with the truth. I think in this textbook, it uses very often in unison with, or in harmony with, or sometimes in related with, or here says in united with. So we have to think about the united with, or not united with, or in harmony with, or not in harmony with. In terms of faith, truth is, basically, truth is one, so from this point, truth is already with us. So from this point, truth is in harmony with. But in terms of faith, it's not exactly. Truth is walking with us. So, because in terms of the truth, practitioner always trying to approach to the truth with the consciousness and mind. So consciousness and mind still create the small gap between. That is the point this book mentions in terms of the faith. With the consciousness, with the mind, we cannot approach exactly, we cannot touch exactly the truth as it is. So still there is a gap between. That is the point this book mentions. Because mind is manas, the very basis of egoness, ego consciousness, okay? And consciousness is ego consciousness. So this with consciousness, the with the mind, so-called ego basis of ego consciousness, and also consciousness, so-called ego consciousness, already deluded thoughts we created through the thoughts. In other words, created dualistic world. So in with the dualistic sense, it's very difficult to understand or to touch the truth. But there is something strong, there is a strength in mind, in your lives, that is a faith. So with a faith, we can continue to practice, we can continue move toward the truth. This is a point it mentions. So from this point, the truth is not the sphere which is involved in the mind or consciousness. Basis of ego consciousness or ego consciousness. So very naturally there is a small gap between. Okay. But ego basis of ego consciousness, so called mind, in Sanskrit manas, it is very basis. Very base. It is a basis of ego consciousness, so it's very difficult to say it is a consciousness or it is a not consciousness. So that basis of ego consciousness is pretty close to the suchness or the truth, but it's still the dualistic world. Dualistic world. Still, mind is moving, but very slightly, very minutely. So, very naturally, that mind consciousness, the basis of the ego consciousness, always moving very minutely, connected with ego consciousness, six consciousnesses, and also the truth. So I think if you come to the basis of the ego consciousness, there is nothing to do for us. Very minutely, moving very minutely, there is no chance for us to get into it by our consciousness. There is no technique to do it, to get it into that world, because very minutely. And also it is moving, but it's very minutely vibrating. So it's very close to the truth, which is still. So we don't know how to do it. So important point is, you can't think of it, you can't get into with the consciousness. So all we can do is we can act in harmony with the truth, which is stillness. So stillness is a stop. Stop means just practice. Stop means stability, steadfast. That is a stop. I think the Buddha mentions all sentient beings attains enlightenment simultaneously. When he attains enlightenment, all sentient beings become Buddha. So we have to stop there. Okay? We have to stop there. This is that is called stop. In other words, if you do gassho, you become your mind has to work in harmony with the truth. Means you must be Buddha in the realm of gassho, which is steadfast, without looking around, without moving here and there. So all you have to do is practically, you have to actualize, you have to manifest yourself in gassho with steadfast. As a gassho, that is a Buddha. Here we say the truth. Your body and the mind can act in harmony with the truth. But if your mind even slightly move, you cannot do it because you don't know. Your consciousness, your mind cannot get it. So your mind, your consciousness has to stop. That's why in the Zazen, the Kanda Zengi, Dogen Denji mentions that your consciousness, your thoughts, your mind must be stopped. They all affairs you have to throw away, all affairs, worldly affairs, etc. You have to exactly stop in Zazen. So that is unique way to participate in participate in the sphere in harmony with the truth. Okay? But in terms of the faith, it's very difficult to exactly participate or touch the truth. So next, what you can do is, in terms of the practice itself, you can, anyway, participate, you can be engaged in the sphere, which your life, your mind, your consciousness are in harmony with the truth. So only in terms of the truth, practice, okay, practitioner can get into. So that is so called that which is already united with the truth. So we call holiki Dharma power or Dharma strength. In terms of a Dharma strength or Dharma power, well, plainly speak, plainly word, in plain words, maybe spiritual power, but spiritual power is not exactly Dharma power. Spiritual means only the spiritual side aspect of the human life, but Dharma power means including spiritual aspect of the life and also material aspect of life, including all. They both working together and create the life, creator's life, universal life. That is Dharma power. That is called the Sambhogakaya Buddha, we say. So with this body and mind, our life becomes acting in harmony with the truth. We don't know what it is, but it is called Dharma power, we say. in terms of Dharma power or Dharma strength, we can really acting, we can be acting in harmony with the truth or in unison with the truth. That's why in this book it says when one world of reality is yet to be realized, the mind is mutable and is not in perfect unity with suchness. Or it says, suchness is empty because from the beginning it has never been related to any defiled state of existence, and it has nothing to do with thoughts conceived by a deluded mind. This is page 34. And also page 34, it says it is truly non-empty, for its essence itself is endowed with undefiled and excellent qualities. So truth is always with us, but our act is not exactly in harmony with the truth. So our delusion, our samsaric world, mind and consciousness all are on the basis of anyway truth. But in terms of the faith, the truth, our consciousness, our mind, or our life cannot act in harmony with the truth. So a little gap there. In other words, you can talk about the sphere of the truth. You can talk in a word, with your thoughts, you can talk, you can speak, but as a whole, your life doesn't work exactly. Your life doesn't act exactly in harmony with. So there is, in other words, the double life. Yeah, do you understand? But most of people believe if you speak about truth and touch your heart, you really believe, trust. He is saint, but I don't think so. So, if real saint or the Buddha, it must be the person who can speak in a word and mouth and body and mind and whole his life can act in harmony with the truth. Do you understand? This is a very important point you have to take into account. So most people have become very excited. If you talk about the truth, if you listen to wonderful speech, we believe he is great and like a saint. But it is not. Still there is a gap. His total act, total life, does not exactly in harmony with. In other words, practice side of, active side of his life is still gap. So there is a double life. Double life, okay? In the front, his life is wonderful, but in his backside, okay, it doesn't work. Do you understand? So that's why we have to be careful to do something to, careful to take care of your life practically. Not only the speech, talk about, manifest your life in the inner world, in the thoughts, but also you have to act every day. So, okay, and also, that is a one point, important point. And the other things, one more thing is that, to think about the basis of ego consciousness, so-called ignorance. We say mind, okay? But this is a manas. The manas is a kind of a basic energy of creating the samsaric world. This is very interesting for us. Ignorance is, or the basis of ego consciousness, is the basic energy of creating the samsaric world, or dual thoughts beyond your senses, because it's beginningless. You cannot trace back to from where it comes, okay? It's beginningless. So there is no chance to research from where it comes. So from this point, the basis of ego consciousness is separate from the truth. So in terms of this point of view, I think basis of ego consciousness is not united or not in harmony with the truth. But on their end, it is united. United means its base is the truth. Its base is the truth. So very naturally, its base is the truth. But on the other end, from this point, I think the truth and basis of ego consciousness is a very close relation. Yeah. But on the other end, there is a gap. It's spiritually, it's a big gap. It's very difficult to get into the truth. So there is no chance to know what the truth is. No matter how long you try to research or study with the intellectual sense itself, it's very difficult to know what the truth is. So very naturally, practically, in terms of practice itself, we can have a chance to participate in ego consciousness, not the basis of ego consciousness, which is moving very minutely. Very minutely means minute vibration is almost very close to the sphere of the suchness. So, I think it's
So the very cross means the truth and the basis of ego consciousness is almost one. Almost one. In terms of intellectual sense, okay, almost one, but actually it's one. Okay, actually it's one. But ego, our consciousness constantly working, that's why there is always a small gap between. So all we can do is, practically, we can participate in the basis of ego consciousness. That is almost stop. Stop working. So, the idea of being in harmony with, or being in, being not in harmony with, I think both ideas always exist simultaneously in the realm of the practice itself. If you participate in the really basis of ego consciousness, it is there is a separation between the truth and the ego consciousness, the basis of the ego consciousness, but there is a one. If you stop your mind moving, I think the very naturally you can be in harmony with the truth. But simultaneously, the consciousness, the basis of the ego consciousness doesn't have a chance to know what the truth is. That's why not in harmony with the truth. But if you participate, if you stop moving, well, it's exactly, you can see the basis of ego consciousness, which is based on, which is on the basis of ego consciousness. So it's exactly. But on the other hand, if you do it, if you participate in a state of being in harmony with the truth, you don't know. There is no chance to know what the truth is with your consciousness, with the mind, with the consciousness. So very naturally, there is a two state of being in harmony with and not in harmony with the truth. So very naturally, ego consciousness, as you know, mind, or the basis of the ego consciousness, is going by itself. There is nothing to do. Going by itself. So there is no chance to save it. So it's going, but it's based, but it is based, grounded. It is grounded with, you know, the truth. So the equivalency is going by itself, okay, which is separate from the truth, but not exactly separate. Truth is obviously inferencing the ignorance world, but ignorance itself is constantly going by itself. So truth is going by itself and ignorance going by itself, but it's working together. So that is a big idea of being in harmony with, and also not being in harmony with. Okay.
Do you have some questions about this?
What would be the consequences of thinking of the ego consciousness as not being based in the truth?
It's always based on the truth.
Right, but to think of it as not being based in the truth.
Because you don't know the consciousness and the mind doesn't have any chance to know it because it is deluded. Deluded means the mind moving. Mm-hmm. But the truth, it is a sphere which is non-dualistic. Mm-hmm. Non-dualistic. Mm-hmm. Non-discriminative. Non-discriminating. So non-discriminating sphere is completely beyond mind or consciousness.
So very naturally you have to say that consciousness is based in truth.
Last one in the sample. He said, you participate in a state of being in harmony with, can't know the truth. But at the same time, the consciousness is continuing ignorance, continuing on. So both those things are happening simultaneously.
Yeah, in terms of our understanding, with the thought, with the mind, anyway, both are going something like that. But actually, the two things doesn't go in parallel. It's working together. But we always try to think of it. Try to think how to both are working together. How both are working in harmony with each other. But actually there is no chance to know what the truth is. But when your mind acts, when your life acts, life acts means as whole, your whole personality acts in harmony with the truth. That is a practice. That is exactly practice itself. At that time, you are exactly in harmony with the truth, but your consciousness never know what the truth is. Your mind is moving, but our mind is moving, but it doesn't bother. So that's why mind becomes still. But still, mind is moving. Mind moving, but it's still, very still. But the moving of mind in that sphere doesn't bother. It's always functioning. Consciousness is always functioning, but it doesn't bother. So you can keep going in action, in behavior, in activities. Thank you.
point of being united with suchness, or at the point of stop, is the experience of anybody the same?
Yes, if you do that, anybody. But the how you can realize, how much you can realize the total picture of the stop. Okay. More or less, we stop. Stop in the realm of the total universe. We stop. In other words, as long as we are alive, okay, we are living every day. So everyone can do in the same things. But still, in terms of individual personality, there is a difference. Okay.
So you're saying that there's degrees as to how much? It's a question of degree of how much a person.
Yes, that's true.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that last time. The degree to how much person
stops.
Degree of intention.
In terms of frequency of stopping, the amount of attention you give to it, or the quality of stopping, when you talk about degree.
Degree of intention means, anybody? That's a commentary on it. Clear what you say, Mr. Market, what you say.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I meant degree of intention. I think maybe it's the same, but I was thinking of the degree of realizing stopping. I mean, the degree to which one is united with such. You seem to be saying that there, even though someone is united with suchness, still there is a difference. There's a matter of depth or something.
Do you understand that he mentions?
Real clear and simple means so that no matter how much we work individually, you'll always know what an idea is. That's a better touch to that. Sort of a stare or whatever.
I don't know about that. I was asking, I was thinking in terms of transmission or exchange between cultures. And if it's different for everybody,
do we all arrive at the same place? Or because of ego, personality, culture, is the place slightly different?
Yeah.
Oh, that's point. I see. I think cultural difference is kind of the
the dualistic world fabricated by the vibration of consciousness. So already you cannot understand exactly where you are, what you are doing exactly, in harmony with the truth. So you don't know. There is no chance. So all you can do is be free from that dualistic world fabricated by vibration of a consciousness. Anyway, all you have to do is practice. Your practice must be completely undefiled. That is called stop. I say stop. So, not degree you mentioned, maybe quality. Quality of practice. Not degree of intention. Quality of practice. So, how much you can take care of, how much you can participate in practice itself, in undefiledness. But constantly mind is moving right in the midst of the practice emotion anyway. So very naturally, if you stand in the sphere of dualistic world fabricated by moving of the mind, very naturally you can think different. Culture, different form, different lifestyle. So very naturally there is a lot of argument, discussions, etc. So you never know what the truth is. So you are going separate, going different world. So very naturally everyone experiences same things called the truth itself. So you have to be free from that world. And then come back to this oneness, one world. That is what this is. Just undefiled practice. You have to participate in undefiled practice. And then in terms of this undefiled practice, you can see the dualistic world, what you can create, a different culture, different lifestyle, different personality, as clear as you can than before. So very naturally you can create peaceful world. But if you don't do that, very naturally you are going in a different way. Samsaric world, up far from the truth. So that is our world, usual world. So argument, fighting, etc. The more you go far from that oneness, one world, very naturally you create more and more, lots of troubles. So we need more discussion, we need more argument, we need more technique, we need more understanding, etc. But that way enables us to go far and far from the oneness. Okay. Is that okay?
I think so. So another way to ask my question is the experience of perfect undefiled practice the same for you and somebody else? You're saying yes, that it is.
The undefiled state is consciousness is meaning that you are not bothered by. That's undefiled.
No, no, but nothing to bother.
I don't understand that. Is consciousness moving or is consciousness just merged?
Consciousness merged.
Not separated.
Universe consciousness merge means the consciousness act in harmony with the truth.
Saying that that two people have the same experience of undefiled practice, is that a statement based? That's a statement based on faith, is it not? Because there doesn't seem to be any way that could be verified. Because once, like you said, once we're in the realm of experience, then there's difference.
Their life is based on something more than faith. But faith is there, but the more than faith, that is the Dharma strength. Say Dharma strength. In other words, the functioning of the whole personality, including past, present, future, we can say whole personality. Strength of the whole personality. That is Dharma power. It's not spiritual power. It's not physical power. So I don't know how to say. So I say maybe strength of the whole, one's whole personality. I don't know what's the appropriate term. In a Buddhist term, we say Sambhogakāya Buddha. You cannot pin down, it is a Dharmakāya, it is truth, you cannot say either, but it's there. On the other hand, it is said it's a human body, but you cannot say human body, but it is there. So working together. How? You can see right in the midst of practice, undefined practice itself. That is Sambhogakāya, we say, Sambhogakāya Buddha. So it's something more than faith, more than faith. But faith is always there. That's is alright. Two persons who experience the same things is based on the faith. That's what you mean.
Well, from what I understand is, you can't prove that your experience is the same. Like my experience is the same as God's experience inside. There's no way.
Experience. It's not experience. There is something more than experience. There is practice itself, practice in motion. Okay. In other words, you act, you are practicing from moment to moment. And that is proof. That is a great proof. Not experience, not ideas, not understanding. So you have to act. Okay. For instance, I understand the Gassho, my Gassho, and I understand your Gassho, he understands his Gassho and my Gassho. This is understanding world. But never know, never create a piece of world, still his Gassho, my Gassho is separate. But real Gosho and the peaceful world is what? How can we do it? As a one. What is that? Your practice itself. How? Can you practice? With what? Consciousness or mind? No, it must be free from mind and consciousness. Exactly, you have to be anyway in harmony with the practice itself. Exactly. Then, very naturally, there is a peaceful world. But there is no chance for the mind and consciousness to know what the peace is. Because real peace is something going constantly. Is that right?
It sounds then as if there's really no room for human experience within stop. Is that true?
If a human being exactly realizes there is no chance for us to stop consciousness, it's really great. It's really great because you can stop it. Do you understand?
I missed something there.
You cannot be blind. You cannot participate in moving of the mind constantly, recklessly. Because if you see the mind, if you see the state of existence, which we can have any chance to stop the mind moving. Okay? That's what you mean? You mentioned, sir, we don't have any chance to stop your mind?
No, it seems to me that within the realm of stop, there is no room for human experience.
Oh, I see. Oh, human experience is there. But if you say human experience, I think the human beings already participate in a dualistic world. But a real experience there, pure sense of experience there. That is a pretty deep.
Yeah, that's kind of deeper than what we call human experience.
Yes, yes, that's true.
So in terms of what we keep talking about as all the qualities of our experience or so forth, this is all gone in that realm. Isn't that true?
Yes, but say as long as we can have a deep and pure sense of experience, I think it is very difficult for us to explain it. That's why there is a unique way of explaining or talking about the real sense, pure sense of experience through usual experience. So we say we don't have no experience. We don't have any experience. But on the other end, we experience. In a deep sense,
you touch the truth, you touch the depths of human mind, human existence. So very naturally there is a pure and very pure and deep experience there. But it's very difficult to say what it is. So very naturally we try to say about it through usual sense of experience. But it is already something different from pure sense of experience. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when the moment when you start to talk about the truth or something, it's already dualistic. Because you are involved in naturally, you know, the idealist, the world of idea and thoughts. So very naturally, was something different from the